For millions of Americans, the most stressful part of a doctor's visit isn't the diagnosis. It's the trip to the pharmacy afterward. As drug prices continue to climb, a growing network of drug makers, nonprofits, and government agencies is stepping in to bridge the gap. Tonight, we're looking at the sponsored programs designed to ensure that uninsured doesn't mean untreated. The numbers are staggering. Nearly one in four Americans say they struggle to afford their prescriptions, but many remain unaware that a safety net exists. These patient assistance programs, or PAPs, are often funded directly by the pharmaceutical companies that manufacture the drugs. They are specifically designed for the uninsured and the underinsured, those who have coverage but with deductibles or co-pays so high, the medicine remains out of reach. A common misconception is that those on Medicare are ineligible for extra help. In reality, federal programs like Extra Help can subsidize premiums and lower drug costs to just a few dollars for those with limited income. Beyond the government, nonprofits like the PAN Foundation and HealthWell act as a secondary shield, providing grants to cover the out-of-pocket costs for chronic and rare conditions that traditional insurance often leaves behind. Advocates say the biggest hurdle is simply knowing where to look. Most applications require basic proof of income and a valid prescription from your doctor. Resources like Medicare.gov and the database NeedyMeds.org allow patients to search by drug name to find every available discount or grant program currently active. In a system where costs can be prohibitive, these programs are proving to be a vital lifeline.